Thank you, Deputy. Deputy Claire Daly.
Thanks, Carlo. I really just wanted to take the opportunity to put on record a couple of comments with regard to this disgraceful episode in Irish corporate and political life, which clearly, as many speakers have said, exposes the link between big business and politics. And obviously it was laughable to listen to Deputy Martin this morning trying to goad the Taoiseach for the closeness of Fine Gael's relationship with big business. Maybe he was a bit jealous in terms of how well they had got it in this regard. But while that might have demonstrated an enormous brass neck, the reality is that when the Taoiseach was answering this morning, he was very clear about his acceptance of the Moriarty report with regards to the actions of Michael Lowry, but he was much more coy about its implications for the Fine Gael party, and I'm not really surprised about that, because the reality is that this report is as much of an indictment of Fine Gael as it is of Michael Lowry, because what it does is give us really a glimpse of the culture of the day. Now, I don't want to repeat points that have been made already, but I think the first point is that we should remember this was a massive and exceptionally lucrative privatisation of a state licence, a decision which gave the opportunity for a very small group of people to enrich themselves really beyond belief. And is it not unacceptable that a whole number of ministers who sat around that rainbow government table and who sit around the cabinet table today allowed a scenario where Minister Lowry effectively rushed that decision, which de facto resulted in ESAT being given the licence, and not one of them bothered to ask the question as to why that took place? Is it not unacceptable that a Fine Gael TD in the Rainbow Government that was deciding that licence, a former Minister for Communications, Deputy Jim Mitchell, was a paid advisor to Dennis O'Brien while he was sitting as a serving TD at the time that that government was awarding the licence? Can the government explain how directly after ESAT got the licence, they were given exclusive rights to access Garda stations for the erection of their mobile phone masts? And let's be clear, mobile phone masts which were allowed to be erected without planning permission. So we had the absolute farce, if you like, of while at the same time as the state's own mobile company, Aircel, had to go through lengthy planning permissions in order to erect mobile phone masts, side by side, ESAT were given exclusive rights to Garda stations and exclusive rights without any planning permission whatsoever. I mean, you'd have to say, by anybody's book, that is one hell of a free ride, and it's one hell of an unfair advantage or head start, or call it what you like. Now, it's a matter of public record that as a result of this venture, Dennis O'Brien netted himself a nice, clear £250 million, pound, as it was at the time, a profit from his venture. An escapade, as everybody knows, which didn't generate any revenue for the Irish taxpayer, given his tax exile status. But this was the well. This decision, if you like, set up Dennis O'Brien's wealth. It was the plateau on which he built his multi-billion euro empire after that. And I support the involvement of any investigations by CAB or any other investigations to that end, because any, undue influence that resulted in a situation where somebody was enabled themselves to privately enrich themselves in that way, that money, to my mind, is belong to the taxpayer, and it should be returned to the taxpayer in that regard. The last point I wanted to make was just in terms of the role of the judiciary, because it has featured a lot in the course of this debate. Now, I don't subscribe to the view that the judiciary are some form of modern deity where their decisions cannot be called to account and they are somehow beyond reproach and always right in any scenario. I think there's been enough poor judicial decisions for which give rise to understanding why that wouldn't be the case. They should be accountable for what they do. But let's be clear here. Now, the idea that the justice involved in this report, for some reason or reasons unknown, started out on some personal vendetta against Michael Lowry and Dennis O'Brien over a decade ago and carried a grudge in that regard. It just doesn't hold any sway that that type of motivation would be present. There's been no reason why that would be case. And let's face it, it is much more plausible that a deputy who has previously misled this House and who has misled revenue would be the one who would have the questions to answer. And the last point I would make is that this has very valuable lessons in terms of the privatisations that are going to be faced on the semi-states and so on that this government has planned, and I think lessons should be very much learned from this one.
Thank you, Deputy. And the last speaker in this is Deputy Luke Flanagan, and you've got 5 minutes.